This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen, I'm not going to do it. I want to throw a dart.
All right, save the darts. We'll save the darts for the last segment. Right. We'll end with maybe going back to the bar third time this morning.
This is your fault. This is Noel's fault.
It's an early tailgate for Atlanta United tonight. So we're getting out there early. The drinks are flowing. The dartboard's up, and things are getting out of hand, especially with you. You're wanting to throw darts every segment.
Well, I didn't know about this game until y'all brought it to me.
Out of control.
Ely Nastasi, birthday today. The original John McEnroe.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Ely Nastasi. And do you know the poem? If I say the name Lizzie Borden, do you know the poem?
No.
Go ahead, Noel. Do you know the poem? Would have been Lizzie Borden's birthday today.
I do indeed.
Today. Go ahead, say it.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, and she gave her husband 40 whacks.
Go ahead.
I forgot the other part.
When she saw what she had done, she gave her mother 41.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep.
I don't know who wrote that.
Great
but
little
anyway.
Nursery rhyme.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly. And with a heavy heart, we say this. Would have been 60 years old today. Stuart Scott. Stuart Scott would have been 60 years old today.
I was trying to explain to somebody recently the 1 a.m. Sports Center when I was in college. So, like, people of that era,
the
late night Sports Center that would get rerun like all night and into the morning before they did the morning Sports Center. It had different pairings and they were all good. Stu and Rich were great. You randomly got, and I remember it specifically, it's like one of those core memories that's random, of Stuart Scott and Craig Kilborn together after UGA was in, I think, the Maui tournament in basketball. Mm-hmm. So we're up watching that. And, of course, then we're watching Stu and Kilborn. They were off the rails hilarious because they were both really funny on their own and really different funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got them together. And sometimes it wouldn't work, but sometimes it was amazing. Those shows, he was the absolute best.
Stuart Scott and Susie Colbert also.
Yep.
We're anchors together for a very, very long time. But anyway, rest in peace, Stuart Scott. Let's spend some time talking about where we're going to be this upcoming week. A number of shows are going to be out there. When Sam and I are out there, you know it's a big thing. Somebody lost a bet. But Sam and I are going to be out at training camp next week. We're going to be out at the IBM Performance Field for Falcons training camp from 9 until 1 next Saturday. As we get ready for this Falcons season, What is your focus? What side of the ball? What player? Where is your focus, at least as we sit here on July 19th?
I mean, it's got to be you got to talk about both sides of the ball, I think, because there's big stories on both. But we got into this a little bit on Thursday night. You get into a salary cap league and you start to look at how you succeed in the NFL in 2025. You got to have a quarterback. You have to have a quarterback. Doesn't matter. Like, the rest of it, you figure out. You have to have a quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, your ceiling is very low.
Right.
We need to see this be Michael Penix's team now. And we don't know. I mean, look, we like what we've seen. Everything on paper's good. I've been really happy with everything we've seen from it. I think ultimately the decision to draft him has been proven to be a correct one. And now it's his team. How does that look? Do you get more from Bijan Robinson? Do you get more from Drake London? Do you get anything out of Kyle Pitts?
Bingo. Stop. That's it right there. Because we know what we get from those other guys. The skill position guys, young as they are, we've seen them perform. Not as regularly as we would like, but we've
seen
that.
Yeah, you want to see more. You want to see a good connection with Penix. But, yeah, do you get Pitts?
You got to get Pitts to have Penix be what you think he – because he doesn't have what the other teams that have success have. And that's a safety valve for that quarterback. And that's usually the tight end.
Yeah.
Because we could focus on Bijan all day long. You know, and you can't have the running game be that.
You can scheme it a little bit with somebody like Drake and what he gives you. He's unique in some ways. I think he can be a safety valve in some ways, but it's not the same.
You can be somebody who's scared, not going over the middle.
It's not the same.
Right.
Like, I think you can scheme. I don't think, let's say Kyle Pitts looks like he did in the second half of last year. He wasn't getting on the field all that much. I don't think that completely and utterly derails you. I think he can be something that can elevate you further if he looks like he did, what, his rookie season, which we haven't seen since.
But I jumped on what you were saying as that's it for me. That's period. Period, point blank. I can't have any intelligent conversation about what's going to happen on defense. But this I can see. We can all see it. The comments about the tight end position is what is talked about when you talk about this Falcons offense. Because we got the quarterback situation figured out.
Yeah, right? You know who your guy is.
Yeah, we got that figured out. And whether the backup quarterback stays on this team or not.
I don't care. Like, that part of the story,
yeah,
honestly.
You got to have a backup.
You got to have a backup, of course. I mean, like, you have to have a backup, but you have to have the guy first. It's not Kirk anymore. It's Michael Penix.
Right.
So you're good there. If you figure out moving Cousins, which I don't think is going to happen at this point, fine, whatever. That's a sidebar. You got to get something out of Pitts, or you got to figure out what to do with that. Hopefully him and Penix can get on the same page. I do think, as we've said for, what, every year, going back to the early 2000s, with the one exception of Vic Beasley's monster year, you got to get to the quarterback.
Right.
And you went heavy in it in the draft. You went heavy in the draft in general to improve your defense. 4 out of 5 draft picks, all defensive players. You signed 3 veterans. Leonard Floyd's going to be part of this equation. But do one or both of Jalen Walker and James Pierce hit in their rookie year? If they do, this is going to be a fun season.
And that being said, all of this can be derailed by one thing, at least early on, because I don't think he's going to have much of a rope. And if we don't have a kicker, if Coug does not stay consistent,
it sounds like there's going to be competition.
Yeah,
which is hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to have to happen. It happens to every player. Father Time is undefeated. We know.
Mm-hmm.
And for kickers, I think you get almost like a golf situation in a way, where I think things get mental. And as you maybe start to lose a little bit of the physical side, we've seen kickers go a long way deep into careers.
Well, it makes
very
it easy
good.
Too when you're kicking inside.
That helps. You can go a little bit longer, but you do get a mental element into it. And that's something that is at times hard to overcome. We're going to see where this goes. But I'm excited about what's coming up for the Falcons. I think the first time in a while, I think there's a lot of storylines, a lot of fun storylines, and a lot of optimism.
Falcons training camp Thursday. Let me just tell you right now, it's going to be the morning shift. It's going to be the steakhouse. It's going to be Andy and Randy all out at Flowery Branch. Thursday also, the Dukes and Bell are going to be at Mall of Georgia. Saturday, we're going to be out there from 9 until 1. That is Sam and Greg. Sunday, Mike Johnson, Dylan Matthews are going to be out there from 9 until 1, and everything else picks up again the following Tuesday. So we will have a presence out there. Sam and Greg, that's Jason Longshore, and I know Noel has got some thoughts on this Falcons team as we head into this season. And
well, real quick, I'll give you some bullets. Defense should be much improved just off the fact that you went out and got better players, right? So it should be most improved.
But as he said, they're not proven yet.
No, they're not.
You
they're
some proven guys too,
but it should still, you know, look improved from what it has looked. I'm not saying that that's a very high bar. I'm saying that that's what it should look like. As far as Kyle Pitts is concerned, I think the best of both worlds for the Falcons is that he shows up a bit and then you demean all the other 4 years to get the money down. It's like, yeah, you had a great year this year, but
we've seen that play out.
This is the kind of money we can give you because those other ones after the Matt Ryan year was really iffy. Mm-hmm. And as far as Kuh is concerned, he changed something that sent everything wide left. So in the words of Bob Newhart, stop. just stop.
Hang on a second. I didn't expect you to pull out a Bob Newhart.
I didn't have that reference coming on my bingo card.
Y'all know I'm 55
card.
Years old. Just stop.
Where's that from? A Bob Newhart stop.
Well, you know, when he was a therapist, he would give very simple, really just off the dome advice that you could have came up with yourself or went to your mother for. And so I'm telling Kuh, stop.
Okay.
Whatever you tweak to make that ball continue to sail just left of where we need it to be, stop it.
See, this is what I get accused of all the time, bringing up these old references. Mm-hmm. And then she went and...
he did the bit on Mad TV, so I feel like it's safe. Hey, he did do this bit on Mad TV.
Bob Newhart grew up in Oak Park, where I'm from. So you know,
Bob Newhart in this house. Number one with a bullet.
The greatest ending to a TV show? Short of The Sopranos?
It's up there.
The Bob Newhart show, not the one where he was the guy with the end. Oh, yeah, I guess that would be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they kind of took it back to, that one was kind of good.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Okay. I can't think of I got Sopranos and I got that. If there's others, I can't think of
them. Did you know, Greg, before we get out of here, that Everybody Hates Chris ended the exact same way?
Oh, they did that?
Like The Sopranos?
The exact same way.
And that happened before that, though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Sopranos happened before they ended. They followed beat by beat.
Nice.
The entire ending. And for no reason, because you know nobody gets shot, but it's like beat by beat. But I think the big reveal was supposed to be if Chris passed the GED or not, instead of somebody getting shot. But yeah, that's how it ends. The screen just goes black.
Nice.
Okay.
And no more. Everybody Hates Chris on CBS. I don't know why. I still don't know why they chose that ending. I guess that's Chris Rock's favorite show. But
that's kind of cool.
I don't bring up CBS today, what they did this past week.
Are you throwing more darts again?
Well, man, look, I kind of want to throw that
dart. I know, but are we throwing more darts?
Do you not agree?
I agree.
All right, we'll save it. We'll bring it up later on.
We're going to be at the bar all day.
That's all y'all fault. Y'all started this game, brought it to our show, so sorry.
Hey, we're the spinoff show, okay? It happens. It's a crossover episode.
This is like Chicago Fire going on Chicago PD.
This is the Cosby's going back to Hillman.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Was there one where they took, what's the name?
Did they? I couldn't remember
they
if there
took
was
Vanessa,
a crossover.
And Vanessa was acting a fool.
Okay.
And then there's the one where Denise was trying to convince Claire to let her go abroad with horrible, horrible grades. And Claire said, the only place you're going is back to Hillman for summer school. And there was the episode where Dwayne and Whitley, for whatever reason, visits the Huxtables at the Brownstone.
Really?
Okay.
And that's like towards the end. Like they like come and pop in and say hi to Denise for whatever reason.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, it was like the end.
Okay,
end.
I gotta go back into this. Okay.
And it's like when Frasier took the family back to Boston.
Yeah.
Everybody showed up there. Yeah. And there's actually people old enough to go on, hang on a second. You forgot about when Petticoat Junction went to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Hey, it counts. It counts. I'm a TGI Friday kid, so all they did was crossover.
We're going to have all the crossover, all the spinoff episodes.
That's
what we're going
to talk
about.
We have to take a break because we have a special guest coming up that's going to join Jason Longshore as we get ready for Atlanta United and Charlotte. That is up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's been a little ridiculous. We've thrown darts.
Yeah.
We've talked about backpacks being given to kids, which has been great.
Yes.
We have talked about the Falcons. We've talked about the Braves. We've talked about Beyonce. We've gotten into everything tonight.
Cy Young.
We've thrown darts. Cy Young was mentioned.
Damian Lillard. You guys, somebody on your show don't like Damian Lillard.
No. It's not that they don't like Damian Lillard. They want him to go win something, not go back home.
Okay. Well, we're messing with Damian Lillard.
All right, fair enough.
Rehabbing.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
As you, if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got the game for you right here. Pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30 again at Atlanta United and Charlotte. And normally we would be welcoming you on the phone and asking you questions about this matchup, but you here.
I'm here.
You're here. And to get an in-depth, deep dive into this matchup, you've brought friends.
Yes, because at 6:30 you will hear Abe Gordon and you will hear this voice on the pregame show from Madison Cruz.
Hey, y'all. How are y'all doing?
What's up?
That was an introduction? That was weird. Yes. I thought you were going to play something.
No, I tried something a little different.
Because I think it faked her out,
too. It worked. It worked, though.
Oh, okay.
It worked.
Madison, I'm with you. He faked me out, too.
Well, listen, we don't have the budget for a theme song for me right now. So it maybe a later time we'll get another theme song for me to come in for.
We're going to come back to songs in a minute because we're going to have to workshop something for the pregame show. And Noel and Greg are going to have to help with this. But we got Atlanta and Charlotte tonight. We've already trashed Charlotte as a club and a city on the show this morning entirely. What are your thoughts about Atlanta and Charlotte tonight?
Yeah, I mean, this one, I mean, I'm sad that you guys already trashed Charlotte without me. I'm a little upset about
Well, you have a moment. You have a moment. Go ahead. What would you like to say about them?
Well, listen, I mean, it's kind of like, I guess, what was already said. I mean, listen, if they want to hop on the Atlanta bandwagon so bad, just like, Come hang out with us. It's okay. Like, just come hang out. It's all good.
They're still trying to sign Yorgos Yakimakis, according to reports.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, you know, and again, this just proves my point. No, but, I mean, this is a matchup, I think, even you stem it from what happened earlier this season, that 2-0 loss that we got on the road. Now Charlotte's coming back here. They get to face us, and it's kind of a weird one. I feel like they're both kind of in similar situations in what's happening. You wouldn't think that if you look at the table and everything, but Charlotte right now is in ninth. Earlier this season, they were breaching right at the top, like around like fifth, fourth, third, second. Like, they were breaching that point. Now they're kind of falling a little bit downwards a little bit. So it's an opportunity to maybe get one over. You know, they have two wins in the last two games. That one came against NYC and then also had a win last weekend also against DC as well. So they're coming in on a stretch. They're also going to want to come in, and it's a rivalry game. They're going to want to take down Atlanta, and Atlanta's going to want to take down Charlotte. It's a rivalry game, and it'll be interesting to see how Atlanta bounces back after that 2-2 draw against Chicago, because you're to the point now where you need to start picking up some points, and you need to start picking up some wins. And what better way to do it than against one of your rivals?
Got Madison Cruz joining Sam and Greg and Jason Longshore here. I keep saying the name. I don't mean to insult you when I do that. It's just the name of the show. But Jason,
no, it's
Jason
okay.
Longshore
it's okay.
is here today. Madison, you keep using, just like Jason has used, and I've used too, rivalry when you talk about this Charlotte team. But is it really? I look at this more like a Yankees Red Sox, and it's more geographical rivalry than it is as far as play on the pitch, if you will.
It's kind of in between. Yeah. That's what's interesting about it. Like, we've talked about this a lot with Atlanta United. I think you have a lot of different games that feel rivalry like, mm-hmm. which Georgia football kind of reminds me of that. Look, I'm biased, and I know Madison is as well. Georgia feels like every other game is a rivalry game. Like,
but not
some
to
teams
them.
Have that. No, to them. I mean,
really?
Florida, Georgia Tech, Auburn, South Carolina.
See, I think Florida possibly.
No, to Georgia fans, they all are rivalries. They all rank differently depending on who you are and what it is. Because, like, old school fans hate Tech more than anybody else. Then there's a group that hates Florida more than anybody else. Then there's a group that hates Auburn more than anybody else. Then there's a group that, like me, that hates Tennessee more than anybody else. It's all different. I think Atlanta United's kind of like that. For Charlotte, I think they really want Atlanta to be the rival.
Yeah, they're the ones. They're over here. Atlanta's here. It's already established. You're talking about them. By the way, if they start that boom yakamakas that Mike calls.
They can't steal that.
If they steal that, I will riot.
Okay.
We are all rioting if that happens. All right. So if you haven't listened to our pregame shows here at 92.9 The Game, Madison has a segment called the Match Day Mixtape. So we all love music around here, and what she does is she takes keys to the game and ties it to songs.
Okay.
Well, she stumped on one tonight, so we have to help. Can you kind of explain the key, and maybe we'll get some song ideas from Noel and Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. So the key is kind of going to be in relation to, I think, how Charlotte plays as well. Charlotte's a team that relies very heavily on the counterattack, something we saw earlier in that matchup earlier. So a lot of the big things that I think we heard from Ronnie Dyla, especially from yesterday at media, was talking about winning those transition moments and getting into those moments and leaning into the counter pressing, but then being able to justify it when you're going forward the other way. So more about talking about capitalizing on those transition moments. That's kind of where I'm leaning towards, and I'm stumped because the other two, I'm not going to lie to you. I think these other two that I have already planned out might be my best ones yet. Honestly.
Yeah, we'll save those. We don't want to spoil those. So we need a song that in some way would fit counterattacks, transition moments, changes in the game that you have to handle well. We need a song to match it.
Mother's Finest Changes.
Noel just comes straight out of the gate.
Or David Bowie Changes.
Okay. Both are okay. Both are on the list.
You know.
Okay.
I can't sing. So.
There might be a lyric in there that kind of helps be a trigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking.
Mother's Finest and David Bowie, different Changes songs.
Right. But still Changes.
I mean, we can go Tupac, who sampled Changes, if you want to go down that road too.
You put me on the spot here, and everybody
that's what
just,
we'd like to do.
Everybody just loves dead air while we sit
no,
here.
No,
think.
No, no.
But Madison is happy. Hey, Madison, while we're thinking here, could you take a second? Yeah. So we're doing this for you, so I'm going to try and find a way for you to talk while we're thinking here. Because one of the things that, when we started the show, I thank Jason for myself and for Mr. Crenshaw, because throughout this season, we bring Jason on a regular basis, and he has to talk about this team as positively as he can, given the season that they've had. And he's earned his money this year, along with, you know, and he talks about, you know, what it's like to call these games. But for you, when you broadcast and you're doing shows and trying to keep things positive. How cumbersome has it been for you to talk about the upside of this Atlanta United team this year?
For me, I mean, it's one of those things. I've loved this team, I think, since the first ever iteration of it back when it was announced a couple of years ago, and even back in 2017, being there for the inaugural match. Like, it's this team has, like, a really – it's a soft place in my heart. It's always going to be. It's the team that made me really realize that I wanted to work in sports and wanted to be a part of it. For me, I mean, this season in particular, I mean – yes, it hasn't been the season I think that we all envisioned that it would have, but I think you're seeing a lot of really cool stories do pop up in those moments. I mean, for one, I feel like Jason's probably already said it, but for me, the homegrowns have been the highlight this season for me. Getting the chance to see some of these young players that we've seen throughout Atlanta United 2 in the academy really come forward and break through and make their faces known, like make their presence known, especially in the squad, and continuing to fight for minutes to try to be in the fold. And I mean, you're seeing it with Efrain Morales, who got the last couple of starts in the last couple of games in the center back role. You're seeing it with Luke Brennan, Will Riley. You're seeing it with Matt Edwards, Jaden Hibbert, who stepped in for Brad Guzan back in Toronto. Like, you're seeing these homegrowns make the choice a little bit difficult. And it's been really cool, you know, calling Atlanta United 2 games, calling Academy games, like getting to see a lot of these young players get the opportunity to. It's a really cool full circle moment, I think, not only just from watching it and being able to call it, but also for them, you know, like, this is their homegrown club. Like, this is the club that they've played for since they were like 10, 11, 12. So it's a cool full circle moment. So for me, like, that has been, I think, the biggest highlight for me is, you know, getting the chance to see that unfold and getting the chance to tell that story on air.
I think it's one of the unique elements of Atlanta United and maybe college football in the South, and maybe it's why there's such a great connection with college football, that you see this, where you see players in high school go to a university nearby. So you have like a local rooting interest. We don't see that as much in the others, but with Atlanta United, Efrain Morales is a prime example, joined the Atlanta United Academy, the first U-12 team. So he was 10, mm-hmm. I think, joined the very first team. And now he's playing at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He got the start. Every one of his starts had been on the road until Wednesday. He got the start in his hometown. He's representing, you know, his father's home country in Bolivia in national team duty, trying to qualify for a World Cup. This is a local guy. He's going to Georgia Tech while playing for Atlanta United. Just awesome stories like that. Will Riley from Decatur, he scores his first MLS goal on Wednesday night in stoppage time to tie it. The homegrown element of it and seeing local guys from very young ages get to live out their dreams and be pro athletes in their hometown, that's been a really cool element of everything this season.
So let me ask you guys, when you talk about this change,
okay,
is it a change for Charlotte or is it a change for Atlanta?
It's both, actually.
Okay, well, you guys, first of all, I'm surprised that neither one of you two mentioned Taylor Swift and her song change, but I don't know Taylor Swift song.
Listen, I've looked. As a avid Taylor Swift fan, I have looked. And it fits kind of, but, like, it's just not, like, the vibe.
The title fits more than the song does.
All right, so I got one.
And okay.
It was out front of the Civil Rights Movement. Sam Cooke, Change Is Gonna Come.
I thought that could be one. Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke.
That can work.
I got one that could be a little more up-tempo that could work.
All right, well, I just think...
I think TLC's Switch could work here.
Ooh.
Look at Noel.
Oh,
see?
Noel, I love
that. Oh, I think that's the winner.
We ain't hanging around you for nothing. Go ahead.
I think that's the winner.
Control of the board stays with Miss Noel.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yes.
All right,
good
with this?
Yeah, that might be it.
I think that's going to be it. You'll have to listen tonight, starting at 6:30. To hear the match day mixtape.
Okay.
And get ready for the match.
Man, what if you did a mashup between the two?
That'd be wild.
One last time Sam Cooke would mashed up with something. Ooh, I got the hands up from Noel. We're going to see what happens here. Hey, Madison,
chaos.
Listen. This is me and you talking. Whether Jason's here or not, would you come back and join me and Sam and talk a little United?
Absolutely. Okay. Listen, anytime y'all want to have me, I'm here.
Okay. I think Sam would like to have you on there.
I love Sam. Sam's awesome. We do Georgia State women's basketball together, so I know Sam very well.
All right. Well, there you go.
6:30, pregame coverage starts. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz, kickoff 7:40, Atlanta United, Charlotte tonight. Get down there early and make some noise because this is a big one to try to get into a playoff spot. And right now, Charlotte's in that last playoff spot, so got to knock them down a little bit.
Thank you, Madison.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of your morning, y'all.
All right. Yeah, she's nice. We got to get her on here more. Let you sleep in some more.
Fair enough. I just got demoted.
No, you didn't. No, you never. Never, never, never. It is Jason Longshore in for Mr. Crenshaw, Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Noel's on the other side of the glass. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That's Atlanta Soccer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is a website. Go check it out for all the interviews that you hear here throughout the course of the week. And your show that you said was up there?
A whole bunch of shows. We got Off the Woodwork with all of our soccer content, whether that's post-game shows from Atlanta United Games. You can hear all the highlights. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight. That's special interviews, special weekend reviews, all of that. Off the Woodwork on the website. Go to the podcast. Click Off the Woodwork. You can also get it on the Odyssey app. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. The Intersection, which is under on the podcast side, under Weekend Mornings. Sam and Greg, because we are the spinoff. So that's where you can listen.
Saying that. I don't even know how to react to it. That's so cool.
That's where you can listen to the editions. If you can't join us live on Thursday nights, that's where you can listen. But yes, we are the A Different World to your Cosby show.
I don't even know how to react to that. And I know you mean it complimentary. And
it is, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I know it is, but I'm just saying, we've never had that bestowed upon us.
Well, you have now spun a show off.
Would you call me?
I said you've spun a show off. I didn't call you anything.
Listen, I want to ask you a couple questions here, but first, cool. You ever heard of Johnny Weissmuller?
Yes. Tarzan and a swimmer.
control of the board stays with
I got both.
Right there. Well, I was going to say, I didn't know that the 100-yard, the 100-meter swim had a time that was there to beat. Trying to do that under 1 minute is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. And the first guy to do it was Johnny Weissmuller, who took that success to the movies.
It's like the 4 minute mile. Like it was the mark that people, like we were talking about unbreakable records, more in career side of things. These were marks that, back in the day, you didn't do it.
Right.
I mean, the 10 second sprint, 100 meter dash, that was a big thing for
when
a while.
That was broken. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, just athletes today are able to do more. I wonder what, I can't even think of any comparison to that, like the 4 minute mile or the 10 second sprint. I can't think of something like that we're waiting to see if it gets busted.
No, you're right. I think one of the records that we didn't think was ever going to get broken, we witnessed. And I'm wondering if, I'm sure there are people who don't think it got its due. There are some who do. But last year, nobody thought Wayne Gretzky's record would ever get broken.
Yeah.
And Ovechkin did it. I thought it was cool that ESPN acknowledged that in their ESPYs. They could have given it to the more popular athletes. But that's one of those records that nobody thought they'd see busted.
Yeah.
And for him to get that. But, I can't think of anything else that...
I can't think of a comparison to that today.
Now you got me going again.
I don't know if anybody's going to break that record and then go become Tarzan in the movies.
That's a series that I don't know can be unearthed.
Yeah, I don't think that one's going to get a remake.
But I don't know that Frankenstein. Could they redo Frankenstein or a form thereof?
They probably could.
They do
give
Dracula.
That a go. Yeah, I think they could give Frankenstein a go. I'm surprised somebody hasn't. Honestly.
I am too. When you think about it.
Yeah, that feels like one that's probably going to happen here at some point.
Here's something I want to ask you: has there ever been a sport that has taken a bigger nosedive in the American consciousness? Now, I say that because the people who participate in this sport still love it, but it has, because of events that happened back in the, I don't know when exactly it was, but it was throughout the 2000s that this person just sort of killed in the minds of the people who watched it on the periphery. He just killed it for them, and I'm talking about because they was the day of the first Tour de France.
Yeah, I thought that's where it was going. I can't think of something.
Nobody cares about that anymore, right?
No, not like it used to. I think it's still,
and it's because of Lance.
It's much further back on the periphery now. You know, I think of boxing in a way, in that it is not what it used to be,
but it's back in a way that it's boxing is had a resurgence.
It has had a resurgence
in a way that people who don't follow just boxing, and maybe it's because of MMA, they are following it. There's some charismatic boxers.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like it's trying to make a comeback. I don't think it'll get back to where it was. You're not going to be. I think just sports and entertainment are in a different place. I don't think you're going to have the Tyson phenomenon and what that was like in terms of you had to see that fight. When he had a fight, even if it was only going to last a round, when he was in his prime, you had to see that fight.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's ever going to be there again, and that's okay.
And here's the other
thing. I think
it
can still be really successful.
You don't even have to go that deep because they had it, and it's just been a minute and a half since they were on stage. But I said this soon as she stopped boxing, Ronda Rousey. That's the last we're going to see of her, unless you make a point of wanting to find and follow what she's up to. As far as what she was to that sport, and the same thing with Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Those two, do you think, will be matched by a couple other people that bring, again, the casual fan?
In the MMA world, I think that they could be. I think in different ways. I think Conor has stayed relevant longer.
Not because of his fighting.
No, but he stayed relevant longer and maybe shouldn't, but he has. Ronda Rousey went into WWE, and I'm a wrestling fan. Like, I keep up with it a decent bit. It was not cut out for her. Because, and, you know, I don't think I'm breaking any news here in terms of talking about the acting components to WWE. And absolutely. Like, we've seen so many film stars come out of WWE, especially lately. John Cena, The Rock. I mean, we can keep going. She struggled with those elements. I think from a character perspective, it never got anywhere to a decent level for her.
And I think it would have been.
And that's tough.
Well, because she was actually trained in judo and didn't want to diminish her actual talents to doing
she
that.
She struggled where others have found a way, have come out of that world and were not as successful as she was in terms of the fighting side. Others have found the way to bring that persona, but then have a persona, have a character. Because what a lot of these people say, and you know, the Rock, I think, has explained it as well as anybody, the character of the Rock is not Dwayne Johnson. Like, they're two different people. Mm-hmm. But the character of the Rock has a lot of similarities to Dwayne Johnson, and is Dwayne amped up to 11. I don't think she ever figured out how to show elements of her personality that made her either, which you have to be in that world, either very likable as a babyface and everybody wanted to support her, or very unlikable and be the bad guy, villain. She never found it in that world. So you're right, in terms of what she does next, I don't know. Can somebody be a breakout star in that world? Yes, I think there's maybe more opportunities to break out now than there used to be, but can they be the perfect combination of one of the best fighters of all time in their discipline and become a mainstream star? That's tough. That doesn't happen every time.
John Freaky's coming up top of the hour. You got me thinking again, and I knew there was something that we were going to throw darts at.
You want to throw darts at everything
now. Well, not everything.
You're going to steal our gimmick.
There's just a couple. Well, no, because you're going to take it back with you when you guys do your show.
Every Thursday night.
We're
that's
not
going to
steal
end.
It from you.
You can borrow it.
We'll give you credit for it if we do.
Fair enough. That works.
You tell me if this fits into this.
All
By
right.
the way, congratulations, Megan Thee Stallion and Clay. You brought up Clay Thompson earlier. So him and Megan, they having fun. They
you
fun.
Just brought up something that made me want to throw a dart.
Well,
really? Now like, Noelle wants to throw more darts.
You don't like that combination?
No, I love the combination. It's something Uncle Luke said.
What
put his
Uncle
foot
Luke?
In his mouth.
Oh, no. What did Uncle Luke do?
Well, it's something about the decorum and Megan and Clay Thompson. And basically, he accused her of having no decorum at the ESPYs. But they weren't at the ESPYs. They were at Megan Peet's own gala as she raised money for her local city of Houston. Yeah, took a nail, gets a dart.
I'll throw some darts at that, too.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, me too.
Get it right. All right, Greg, you want to throw like darts at about five different things.
No, I'll keep it to this. Major League umpires.
Okay.
It's as if they know the technology is going to be here sooner than they planned.
Are they?
And
they
just don't care, in my mind.
Are they getting uppity?
I have seen so many blatantly bad calls. I have seen so many situations where they could have gotten together, which we know they do, and talked it out, but they don't. And I just feel like they have decided collectively that, you know, technology's coming here to take this job from us. We know it's coming. The last one is calling balls and strikes, which we saw a form of in the All-Star game, and it worked. Okay? And this is what we've been calling for. I've been calling for as loud as anybody. And so to the point of throwing darts into your little segment, I feel like Major League umpires, in my mind, have thrown in the towel. Not all of it, but they throw in part of it, or they're letting it get dirty.
There's still a role. Like that's the thing. And when we talk about technology in sports, and specifically around refereeing, umpiring, getting calls
right.
You know, remember when they added replay in the NFL? Everybody lost their minds. They actually brought it and then took it away and then brought it back. Mm-hmm. You want to get the calls right.
Yep.
It's a big talking point in the soccer world right now, as you've pretty recently added replay, and they're talking about, do we expand it? Do we let it do this? Do we let it do that? I think soccer and basketball are the two that are the most, hockey would fall into this as well, that are the most subjective in terms of what's a foul, what's a not. So you're going to have referees. You're going to have people judging, making a decision. Because if you want to do everything, every shot, and say, oh, did he touch him on the forearm? Oh, did he hit him hard enough? If we're going to do that, games are going to last 5 hours.
Well, the same thing with the NFL. There's holding on every play.
Right. That's what, NFL has it too, and there's elements of this. Baseball is one of the ones that is much more cut and dried of, I mean, balls and strikes. There is a judgment to a point. But you have a zone that you can define, and now we've got robots who can look at it. Did they tag him before they got to the base? Did they not? Like, it is yes or no. Like, there are things more that are yes or no.
You're right.
It's not entirely.
No, you're right. But I don't know that the degrees between the two are as great as you said. But the aggravating part is they get away with it when they make the bad call initially and may know it's so close because you have to have enough to overturn things, right?
That's what gets frustrating.
That's the problem.
I will give a shout out, and I wish I could remember the referee's name off the top of my head. The game that we called for Atlanta United 2 on the radio last Sunday night. It's one of the best referee moments that I've ever seen firsthand. Referee shows Atlanta United 2 player a red card on a foul, said it was denial of an obvious goal scoring opportunity. Everybody started to argue about it. The referee was wrong,
right?
Kind of overreached a little bit. The fourth official and the assistant referee, they all had a conversation. They all have headsets, and he fixed it. And it was a yellow card.
There you go.
Like, they handled it in front of fans. They didn't get like, no, my call's right. Nope. They handled it, got the right call. It was really cool to see.
Well, you like that, and again, it's a process, but this is the one I'm focused most on, and I see it most blatantly. We'll all see it when football season starts, and we know usually where those comes, pass interference.
What's a catch?
Or holding. Yeah, what's a catch? And all of that. But it just seems like this particular year, the strike zone, you know, I have not thought about him so much until this season, and may he rest in peace, but Eric Gray. You knew where I was going.
Yeah,
rest
I knew where
peace,
that was
Eric
going.
Rest in peace, Eric Gregg. But, I mean, this is when you think of bad calls, unfortunately, he's the name that comes up if you've been watching baseball for any amount of time. But I just it's like they're just like giving up in some cases, and they're going to do what they want to do.
Then get it done right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's fair or not, but that's just the way, as a fan, I see it. All right, everybody. Hey, man, this has been great today.
Always fun.
I'm just telling you, but you and Noel together again Thursday night, depending on, you know, it's fluid. It's a
usually
fluid show.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on Thursday nights. The
intersection.
No,
and then
the
Atlanta soccer tonight. That's Tuesday night. Same thing. Usually 10 o'clock. There's a whole bunch of other soccer stuff that pops up on Off the Woodwork. Make sure you're subscribed either on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And what's coming up with, we had around here, Madison Cruz, the show.
Madison also joins on Atlanta Soccer tonight, but she is also the pregame host for Atlanta United and postgame host often as well with Abe Gordon tonight. 6:30 is the start time for that. You'll see which song she goes with in the match day mixtape. And then kickoff is set for 7:40, Atlanta United and Charlotte FC.
And want to remind you, they got the back-to-school event going on out at Atlantic Station. The Falcons store out there. Falcons, I was going to say something else, but I got to pull that back because that's not open to everybody. But the backpack drive was going on earlier, but the back-to-school event going on from noon until 3 out at the Falcons store and Atlantic Station. John Fricke is up next. Mr. Longshore, have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. I'll have a much more wonderful day if Atlanta United gets a win tonight.
There you go. Noel, thank you. Sam and I, talk to you next week. We'll be out at Falcons training camp out at the beautiful IBM Performance Field. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.